Ian Foley.
Today FM news with more
at 3.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't quite right there. I was a little bit off.
Were you?
I was a little pitchy.
I was going to say a little bit sharp. Hey-ya! Hey-ya! Heard you were a wild one.
Incredible.
Ray Foley's Sia vocal stylings.
Ray Foley sings Sia. Ray Foley does Sia.
See ya later.
See ya tomorrow. Today. See ya today, FM. See ya.
Hey, see ya on the flip side.
Hey, Ben. Ben?
He's gone. Hey, oh, he's gone. He's
I'm here.
Oh.
See ya later, Ben.
Be back at 3.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Actually, it's interesting, isn't it, that the song starts with hey, ya, and her name is Sia.
That is interesting.
Did you like that?
That is very
Here's
good.
A little bit for you. This is a child, a young child asking for water. You ready?
Yeah.
A child asking for water. A child seeking hydration in the form of agua. Have a listen.
What do you want? You want water?
I mean, the kid knew what he or she wanted. The best bit of the show today. 70,000 euro cash machine calls. Heartbeat. Robin and Clear Up. This is Today FM. That's what every half thing. Hey, oh. I don't have to. I is it. Red Foley's in my. Is everything set right? I think everything's set right, yeah. Put that thing there. I'll put that there. I'll change that and I'll adjust that. I got to shift the phase denominator on the...
The what now?
On the flanger.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to give that a twist.
Are you using the XT Chemiser today?
The Chemiser?
Are you on the Chemiser?
I haven't used the Chemiser in years.
Okay.
On the old show, I used to use the Chemiser.
The Chemiser, yeah.
But now I use a Flandizer.
Oh, yeah,
I use the Flandizonator.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's
and
good
it's,
tech,
it's
is it?
Much more advanced.
There's less latency, is there?
It's hot. That is hot, and there's a sweet, sweet sound of it. How you doing? Raise my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Are you feeling good?
Groovy.
Are you feeling groovy?
I'm feeling groovy.
Just stop that now. We're on to have fun. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100 102. A lot of people loving the baby ordering the water.
Water. Water.
Water. Water. That's not my child. Someone sent it to me. If you've got any of those worth playing on the radio, just after 2, my Insta, you'll find me on there on Instagram. That's where my Insta is.
That's where you are.
That's where I usually
on Instagram.
I keep my all of my Insta mostly on Instagram. I like to keep it online. So I am now, ladies and gentlemen, I am now 2 days off the booze.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm a pinnacle. What is it? I'm an example. A fine.
You're a paragon of virtue.
A paragon. That's what I am. A lot of people call me a number of other things beginning with P.
Mm.
But I'm a paragon of sobriety and virtue, having stayed off drink for one day. Actually, well, it was all day yesterday.
All day yesterday.
All
the entire day
yesterday.
Wow.
And I've been doing some reading. I've been reading a couple of books about giving up the drink. By the way, like I said before, I'm not a big drinker. Like I wouldn't drink a bottle in a night. This is wine. I wouldn't drink. I'd drink a bottle of vodka. I'm joking. But I wouldn't be a big drinker, but I'd be a regular drinker, put it that way. So I wouldn't drink an awful lot on a weeknight, but I'd have one or two, do you know? And then when that adds, and then a lot then on Friday and Saturday, because that's the kind of like, I'm not up for work tomorrow, I can enjoy myself, it's the weekend. And then when you put the whole lot together in terms of a weekly unit count, it's actually quite big. So I would be a big drinker across a week, but not necessarily on a nightly basis. But I'm definitely, like most people, I'd say, and particularly now that it's getting dark, and I was saying this before, that as the clocks have changed and it's dark in the evenings, it's very easy to just go, right, I'm in my habit now, I'll have me a couple of drinks. So I said, I'm going to knock it on the head for November. I got a bunch of listeners on board as well. God love ye. I'm your team leader.
That's what I am. Is it a team leader on the fat camp?
It would be, yeah.
Catherine Thomas fat camp?
Yeah,
thing?
Something like that.
I'm your team leader.
So, it was strange last night then, to about 7:30, to go, no, I'm not doing it now. I'm leaving it.
What do you do in place of that regular alcoholic drink in the evening? So you have to replace it with something else, another habit.
Well, this is the thing that I was reading about. I've been reading two different books, and in both of them they say the inclination then is, in place of a couple of drinks, you're inclined to reach for the chocolate or the sweets or the jellies. Like, my house is coming down with jellies after Halloween, after trick-or-treating the night before. God. And I've decided I'm not going to do that either. I'm gonna leave it. I'm not going to fall into the trap of supplanting all of my booze units
with jelly units.
With my jelly unit, with sugar units.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that either.
You are going the coldest of cold turkeys.
Just for 1 month, I'm going to go nuts in December. I'm going to go crazy.
Undo all of the.
You're
going to
find
work.
Me sleeping outside on a Monday morning. So, because I've given up the sugar, right? And because I'm going high protein, low calorie, low carb, right?
I feel like there's a catch coming.
Oh, there's a catch coming.
Oh, brilliant.
Yesterday morning, when I got out of bed, I weighed myself for the beginning of the challenge.
Ooh.
Yesterday morning, after a long weekend doing the dog on it, yesterday morning, got out of bed, weighed myself.
Okay. Are we going to get the gory details here?
No, I'm not going to give you the exact
the
details.
Stats.
I'm not going to give you the exact numbers. Did it again this morning, exactly the same time. That's what they say as well, when you're weighing yourself. Do it at exactly the same time in exactly the same circumstances. Got on the scales again first thing this morning.
Yeah.
Let's look at the numbers.
See, it's difficult to know, because if you were drinking the night before, then alcohol dehydrates you.
Oh, so every night.
Yeah.
So, of course, I was drinking the night before. I was drinking the year before. I was drinking the 11 months before. Actually, it's funny. On the subject of my Instagram, I'd forgotten this, but I did Dry November last year as well, last November. And Instagram, a lot like Facebook, gives you your memories from this time last year. And my memory from last night, this time last year, was a video of me whinging about being on Dry November.
You're consistent. So are we saying, are we trying to guess plus minus a few pounds? Is that what we're trying to guess?
You can have your guess.
Right, well, I'm going to say that I'm going to assume you're minus 2 pounds.
2 pounds is a big number. I'll have you know that a healthy weight loss across a month is 5 pounds.
Okay.
That's what they say. 5 pounds in a month is a healthy weight loss.
Right, what's below a pound then? Are we talking ounces here?
In 24 hours.
24 hours of not boozing.
Or eating sugar or being a good boy. From 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning to 8 o'clock this morning.
This is going to be good.
I lost 5.2 pounds.
You're joking!
It just goes to show how horrific my lifestyle is. I swear to God, you're not going to recognise me in a week.
Give me your attention, baby.
I'll do the roll call after this. I gotta tell you a little something. Come on, lads.
No,
in fairness, no. I did this yesterday. Ronan Mars and Treasure, Today FM, playing the music you love. Yeah, I'm done now until the 1st of December, do you hear me? I've done my whole... I'm already allergic to Christmas again. Right, let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's my name, there's JP.
On
shot, indeed. 0874 100 102. Hi, Ray. Arwen on shot. The Lady Arwen. Can you please give a shout out to my friend Maria, who's 11 today? She's having a great day from Arwen. Love the show.
Hey, Arwen, happy birthday to Maria as well.
Congrats. Foley, I'm on shot and I'm typing this message. Typing this message is painful because I've got pine needles from the Christmas tree stuck in my finger. I had to get the tree up yesterday after your Christmas messing from Derek. Derek, it is officially the holiday season.
Those pine needles get everywhere.
That's why I've got a fake tree.
Oh, yeah.
On show, Ray, since I'm one of your most loyal pupils, can I be moved to one of the cool seats down the back? No reason for me to be here up the front with the bad boys and girls from Laura. No, Laura, I told you you're staying there until at least Christmas, until at least the New Year. And then
Laura's a talker, isn't she?
Laura's a gabby, Laura.
She's always talking.
She's a yapper. Yeah. And then, Laura, if I put you next to your friends, it's going to be all the time. Ray, we're on show to hear you wish Maeve in Edenderry a happy 35th birthday. It's not Maeve's 35th,
she's
is
35
it?
35 already.
That's a big number, isn't it?
She's looking well in it.
She doesn't look a day over 32. She's your biggest fan. From slightly lesser but still big enough fans, Anne and Karen. Anne, Karen, happy birthday, Maeve.
How many happy returns?
This... Ray, dry November. We can do this. I'm off the booze for the next 30 days too. You'll be feeling amazing over the next few weeks. You'll sleep better, feel better, and you'll definitely lose a few pounds too. From Haley. I was so bored last night. So bored, I went swimming. I went to the swimming pool at like 9 o'clock last night for a swim. Because it's so boring not drinking.
That's late.
There's nothing else to do.
Can we just take a moment? 5.5 pounds.
It wasn't 5.2 pounds.
5.2 pounds is still the bones of half a stone. That's crazy.
I know, isn't it? And it's, you know what it is? It's nothing to boast about because it goes to show how much I have to lose. Because, can I just tell you, 5.2 in the scheme of things?
Yeah.
I mean, percentage-wise, it's not a big number. And second, it goes to show how bloaty I am, how unhealthy my lifestyle is, that in a mere 24 hours, I can lose 5.2 pounds of...
But that means at that rate over the next week, you're going to lose 35 pounds.
What?
That's nearly 3 stone. That's 2.5 stone in a week.
What? In a week?
You're losing 5 and a bit pounds in one day, then yeah, across the week.
I'm gonna look sensational.
You're gonna be ill.
I'm not gonna because this is the thing that when you start, if you've got it to lose, this is what everyone says. If you've got it to lose and you start, as soon as you start you lose a load and then you plateau. So yeah. That's the load last.
It is going to taper because across a 30-day month, you're not going to lose 150 pounds. You're going to lose 10 and a bit stone.
A boy can dream. That little kid ordering the water sounds like you after a few beers ordering another round of drinks from Mark and Selbridge. I tell you what, Mark and Selbridge, have a listen to this again. That's going to be the sound of me in the pub about 6 o'clock in the evening on the 1st of December. Well done, Ray. Proud of you, man. I'm on day 2 here as well. By God, it's hard work from Donal and Cork. Love the show. Hey. See, the thing is, it's not actually hard work. But it's hard breaking the habit. That's all it is. And Ray, no bother to you. I'm off the drink since 2011. Lost weight and gave it up as it's empty calorie. I don't need any of this now, Angela. I'm not giving it up.
You might find you get to the end of the month and you're going to roll it over into December and January, and then it's a whole lifestyle change. Right?
I've tremendous respect for you, Angela, and more power to you, and you do you, babes, and everyone should do what's right for them, absolutely. But I've said it before, I'm not giving it up, and I'll tell you why. I love it too much. I like it. I'm not giving it up. I'm going to give it up for November, I'm going to enjoy December, and I'm going to generally have less units across a week. That's the only plan we're doing here. I'm not here to change anyone's lives. I'm not here to tell you you're an effing Aegis. I'm just sorting myself out a little bit. Cleaning things up just a little bit. I'm losing 5.2 pounds a day. Whew. I tell you what, I'm going to be a stud. I'm going to be the Christmas stud. Hey, do you hear Pulp are coming to Dublin next year?
Exciting.
They're going to be performing in St. Anne's Park on the 9th of June 2023. Tickets are going on sale on Friday, 9 o'clock, Friday morning, ticketmaster.ie, and we've prepared to give away every day this week. Just listen out for Pulp song when you hear Pulp play on Today FM at some stage through our broadcast this afternoon. Text the word Pulp along with your name to 0874 100 102. It's not Pulp, it's NSYNC. Hey, bye-bye. Three byes. It's actually 5 byes. Four byes.
Anyway,
that's
2 byes.
Hi to all the byes. This is Today FM. I don't mean bisexual. I mean bi. Christian and the 4 byes. Justin and the 4 byes there to JP.
What, NSYNCers? I know the NSYNCers.
There's Justin. And there's Joy.
Is there JC? Is JC Shazay in there?
JC is one of the boys.
Lance Bash.
Lance is gay. He's not bi at all.
He is gay.
So there's Lance. And who's the... Oh, man, who's the other guy? There's one more.
So like TJ or something. No?
JJ.
JC. Kevin? Kevin.
No, Kevin, you're going Backstreet Boys now. We do this all the time. This is just ridiculous. Anyway, all the byes in NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. Today FM, plenty of gallon compliments. And stay listening for Pub that's coming up. Pub for common people at Today FM. Playing the music you love. Let's bongo. Listen out for a Pub song on the broadcast this afternoon. When you hear it, you can be winning tickets for Pub. They're performing live in St. Anne's Park in Dublin on the 9th of June 2023. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 9 a.m. Ticketmaster.ie. That's very good. That's very good. I knew you'd love it. It's ringing.
Oh, that's Midlands. That sounds Midlands to me.
Where in the Midlands?
It's not as far west as Longford.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, is that Jenny?
It is, yeah.
Hello, Jenny. My name's Martin. I'm calling about your broadband. Have you got a signal? Have you got a signal there in your broadband, Jenny?
I do.
That's perfect. That's all we need to know, Jenny. Jenny, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray, I'm good.
Are you a Pulp fan?
I really am, yeah.
Would you like to bring someone to a gig to a Pulp in Dublin next June?
I would.
Who would you like to bring?
Probably my husband, Tim.
Is Tim a Pulp fan as well? Or would you be dragging him, or would it be a vice versa type drag?
I'd be dragging him.
You'd be dragging him, you're a fan.
I drag him everywhere.
Oh, there it is. It's sure to be a good gig, actually. It's in St. Anne's Park on the 9th of June. Tickets are going to sell on Friday morning. And you have won a pair of tickets, madam. Well done, you, Jenny.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
You're welcome, a million. Listen, thanks for turning us on. Have a lovely...
Thank you.
Have a lovely afternoon.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas, love the show.
Happy Christmas. Ray Foley. Too early for that, Jenny. We're way off. We're way off the Christmas just yet. Can cool the jets. Right, stay on Today FM. I'm playing some of Harry Styles for you next right here. That's called Comfort. Beyonce, Today FM, playing the music you love. Text and WhatsApp, 0874 100 102. I've lost, what is it, 5.2 pounds. Giving up the drink. In one day.
Incredible.
I've lost 5.2 pounds. Who was the text saying, how did you calculate that? I have an app that does. I have a Wi-Fi scales. Nokia. Do you remember they used to make the phones back in the day? Before iPhones were invented, they used to be made by a company called Nokia Kids, right? And now they make Wi-Fi weighing scales. And I've got one of them, and it just told me when I got it, as soon as I was off it, the scales sent me a message, said, Jesus, you're big, aren't you? And then it followed up with, you've lost 5.2 pounds. So by that rate, by those maths, I'll actually, by the end of November into December, I'll be minus 2 stone, which will be great.
You'll be minus two stone. You'll be 2 stone lighter.
I'll be invisible. No, I'll be minus. You'll actually have less than zero. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be invisible. Okay. I'll be invisible.
Don't waste away, man.
If I stand sideways, you won't be able to see anything. Ray, I'm sitting here in chronic back pain in my runners and boxers. I can't put on my socks or trousers. Thanks for keeping me sane, from Ollie in Galway. Owen, love the show. Hey, Ollie, this is keeping you sane? Ray, I've just finished Sober October. Not a chance to go for a drink yet, so currently on a 33-day streak. Have a girls' weekend away on the 12th of November, so debating holding out until then, from Denise. Denise, go wild. Have it tonight. Kev's in the van. He says, Ray, I love to do something nice for people as much as I can, so I'll take your alcohol allowance for the month of November. Kevin, that means so much to me. That means, thank you, man. It won't be easy, but hey, man, anthem for you, dude.
Ray Foley.
Queeveen, you're a legend. Thank you very much indeed. Right, stick around. We have Wild Lights tickets to give away. We've got Pussycat Dolls and Walk the Moon next. Joy Slim and Praise You. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Good day. Hello. It's me, your afternoon hump. Is that what it? No, slump. Sorry. No, sorry. What a mistake I don't make. I'll be anything you want me to be, Ireland. I'm Ray Foley. Come on, JP, let's put on a show for these people.
All right, okay.
What's the deal with this mastermind business, Pamela Joyce mastermind shenanigans? What's the latest?
Nine of Today FM's brightest and best have submitted themselves to Pam's line of questioning.
What were the two B words you used? Brightest and best.
Correct. So you had your go yesterday, and you came in with a fairly respectable 12 points in total.
I was thinking they wouldn't have started with me unless it was going to go higher, so I'm not the winner. 12 points on Pam's mastermind.
Well, you say that, Ray, but currently you top the leaderboard on day two of Pam's mastermind because Claire B subjected herself to Pam's inquisition.
What did she get?
Her specialist subject was disco, which is broad.
Yeah.
She scored 9 points.
My specialist subject was noughties and 90s TV shows.
Again, very broad.
That was given to me, though, because I couldn't... They were at me for weeks. For like 3 weeks, they were at me like, Ray, would you pick a specialist subject? I said, there's nothing
Chardonnay.
I'm...
Chardonnay.
There's... the bottom of a bottle of wine. Is there any questions you can ask me about that? No, so they said... We're picking it for you. So that was my subject. And I did all. So I got 12. Who'd you say it was today?
Claire B was on today. Claire Beck.
So that's the thing with Claire B. She only got 9?
9 points.
That's the thing with her, you see.
What's the thing?
She looks very intelligent. But she's actually pure thick, right?
That is the thing. I have nothing to do with this whatsoever.
Whereas I'm the opposite, you see. I look pure thick.
Right.
But it turns out I'm of middling intelligence.
Yeah.
I think I would prefer to be more like Claire. To look bright.
Yeah.
Like to have the aesthetic of cleverness.
Sure.
While being just pure simple.
Right.
Just. So who else is doing it?
I know Matt Cooper, his special subject is Leeds United. Now, if you're going to pick a football team and you support the football team, you're going to know your onions.
Yeah.
So he could race away with this. I think Dave is doing Father Ted.
He's like, again...
Well, I mean, you chose it. Yours was such wide open. What, you hamstrung yourself?
No, I'm saying he looks thick, but he is smart. He's a clever man.
Right.
He's going to do well.
Yeah, yeah. Where does Dermot fall in that scale that you have then, Ray?
You tell me.
Of thickness and looks.
You know me well enough. You tell me.
I think Dermot, his looks-wise and his intelligence level, I think they marry up fairly
close.
I think he's even. He's right in the middle of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
I don't know now. Who else is doing it?
Who else is on the station? Who else is
around? Ian Dempsey's doing it.
Oh, Ed will probably do it as well, will he?
Ian's doing it on either the Backstreet Boys, David Bowie, or somebody else who begins with B, a musical artist.
Oh, it was Boyzone.
It is Boyzone.
Was it?
Yes.
Are we revealing too much here? Are we giving it all away?
I don't think so, no.
Anyway, stick on, Pamela. Find out how clever or otherwise the Today FM broadcasting crew are.
You are currently in the lead, right?
What can I say? I'm a slightly above average intelligent man who looks stupid. What can I say? Who have I got then? I've got Niall over there. Niall's looking for is it a hey yeah?
Can I get an oh yeah?
No, he wants an oh yeah. Okay.
Can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
Niall, thank you, sir. And Gail's there as well. Gail.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Gail.
I'm sitting in the car with Lily Mae, Maggie and Katie on our way back from swimming. It's Lily Mae's 10th birthday. She was born on the 2nd of November 2012 at 22 minutes past 2.
So 2nd of November, so 02/11/12. At what time did you say? What time did you say it was?
So if you could give her a shout out and say happy birthday.
What time did you say it was?
2:22, wasn't it?
22 minutes past 2.
Oh, so it was 2:22. So 2:11.
Yeah, the 11
so,
ruins
so
it.
So what?
Yeah, the 11 ruins
so,
it.
So? Just, you know. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah. It was this day, 11
yeah,
years
in
ago.
November. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So if you could give her a shout out and say happy birthday and say hi to Maggie and Katie.
Oh, of course, I'd be delighted to say happy birthday. Have a lovely day. Oh, yeah. But I'm just not seeing the thing with the November in the middle of it.
Sitting in the car park in Aldi in Dunmanway, waiting for their granny.
Come on, Granny, hurry up.
And Ray,
what?
Love the show.
Hey.
Love the show.
Oh, so hang on. She's asking the children, do they love the show? Here we go. Go on.
Love the show.
That's the reaction you expect from kids.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
I love the show.
Yeah.
I love
the
show.
Yeah, the show's all right.
Bit more enthusiasm.
No, I don't.
Oh,
good end to that.
Well done, gang. Oh man. Right. What's this? It's Sam Fender. 17 going under. On to Day FM. I remember. Sam Fender, 17 going under on Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Good day, good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. What's this now? I think you're going to like this. Like this is much more my pace now. I like this.
Right.
This is the Irish Times, says the story. Walking football. Now, it says for older men. Am I an older man? I think at 42 I could be an older man. Could I pass as an older man? Could I pass as an intelligent man? Or could I pass as an older man? Or indeed both.
Middle-aged, moderately attractive,
overweight,
sufficient, just adequately intelligent,
dodgy knees. This is walking football. Walking football, it's all the rage. Instead of running around a pitch and bursting yourself and doing yourself an injury, you can engage in walking football. Started by the Older People's Charity Age and Opportunity in March. And run in conjunction with local men's shed groups, walking football aims to encourage interaction between people who may have experienced periods of loneliness or inactivity during the COVID-19 pandemic. Five transition year students also took part on this occasion. Oh, this is in the Irish. So, walking football.
It's football, but no running and only walking.
Jeez, you're good.
I know.
There's no flies on you. It's ringing. This is my walking football guy.
Sure it is.
Hello.
Hello, is that Paul?
It is.
Hello, Paul. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Very good.
I'm reading about your walking football. Are you a football? Are you a walking footballer?
I am indeed, yes.
How long have you been at it?
Since 2017.
Since 2017. Wow. Okay. Because this was established in March by Age and Opportunity, but you've been doing it a lot longer than that.
Oh, we have. We've been doing it. Bohemians brought it in 2016.
Right.
In October 2016, just in Poppentry there, and just a few of us doing, and then it built up a bit from there.
So did you read about it elsewhere? Do you see, like, is it a thing in the UK?
I did. I saw it on Sky Sports Extra. Remember the Sky Sports thing? And I said, I've got to find out. This has to be here. And that's how I found out Bowes had been running it, but their numbers were weak at the time because no one knew about it.
Right.
And then I grabbed the bull by the horns and took it on myself then to organise other guys who had previously played with it now. And we built up the numbers over time.
And away you go. How does it work? Could you explain it for me? How does it work then without any, pacing or running involved in it?
Well, basically, you know, I mean, we cut out the running, but then generally speaking, it's geared at retired people and basically over 50. I mean, I wouldn't turn someone away on age if they were willing to walk.
It's a huge relief to me, Paul. It's a huge relief.
I know, but basically, how much running have any of us left? I mean, you look at, would you struggle if you ran for a bus?
Yeah.
And so would most of us. So, yeah. I mean, your running is nearly gone. So it suits people. They say, well, not only can I not run, neither can he or she. So it's a leveller.
I was going to say, does it take a load of the bravado out of it? Because everyone has a group of mates or a couple of mates that are in the group of lads that play football twice a week with the other lads and they go for their beers or whatever. And you're kind of like, oh, geez, I couldn't join them because they're either too fit or too fast or competitive. And then there's that other element then of, like, no matter what you say, they are very into it, and they're out there to take the legs out from under a couple of other lads, or they're out there to win, or they're out there to kill.
We know that at a start. I mean, one of the things is, to me, it's non-contact walking football. So,
right.
I mean, So basically, people know they're coming up and it's a non-content. Now, that doesn't mean we stand off one another. There's a ball between you and me. Uh-huh. I'll go for that ball, but I can't touch you.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So that element is out. So fellas who have a bit of skill fly at this. They think this is terrific because they're not worried about someone coming in. I mean, I say to people, why aren't you playing football? And the answer most likely is because I've got to be working in the morning.
Yeah.
They're so worried about getting hurt that when I say it's non-contact, you've already fellas said, okay,
I'll give it a go. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they realise when it's non-contact, and it's like you said, if I said to you, will you come up and play, you're worried about getting hit. And I say, it's non-contact. You'll say, okay, if you're not worried about someone coming in at 50 mile an hour on you, you'll say, do you know what, I'm not worried about that ball coming to me. I'll play that ball knowing that someone can't lift me out of it while I'm getting it.
How do you manage someone with the killer instinct? Because there's one of them on every team as well. The fella, the messer, or the guy who wants to destroy everyone. Is it straight, or like stringent rules in terms of the ref saying,
yeah,
oh,
you'd nip that problem in the bud, and he'd rely on that everybody else is on a different viewpoint to them, and he'd think, right, I'm in the wrong place here. And, you know, that, and he won't get the enjoyment out of it, because you'll see people are getting more enjoyment out of playing. You know, and because what happens is, even though you're saying that the people have that competitive, their body hasn't got it anymore. I mean, some fella might have been a tough dude in his 20s and 30s, and all of a sudden he's in his 50s.
Yep.
And he realizes, as much as my head wants to do that, my body actually doesn't let me.
That's it, yeah. You're Dublin-based. Are there clubs around Ireland?
There are. There's a couple of successful. Nace is quite good. It was recently on Nationwide, actually, on TV.
All right.
Nace, this works out of a men's shed, and they've great interest there. There's a few playing around the country in different places, and they've stepped it up a bit, and they've got back to, gosh, I can still run around a bit. I wouldn't say that they're as walking football as they should have been or as they were at their start.
Mm.
But there is places. Donegal, actually, there's a good game there on a Monday night in Letterkenny. They have a good group going. Cork, I had Cork lad come up recently to see the Ireland game and play the game with them, because they'd never played against anyone else. And I said, of course, it'd be great when we're up for the Ireland match to play a game in the afternoon against the Dubs, and that went well and all that.
It's a great way of meeting other people then, I suppose, as well, Paul.
It is, because, I mean,
it's a social thing.
It's a complete social thing. As well as the game, fellas can be competitive. You've got fellas coming out of their shells. You've got fellas, I mean, I reckon we were playing games with fellas there, and I said, you know what, until he comes next week, he mightn't even speak to anybody else.
Yeah,
and
that's a sad state of affairs, but it's great for people to get out. Listen, Paul, we can find you on Facebook, Walking Football Dublin on Facebook, and there are walking football clubs and groups all around the country affiliated with men's sheds.
I mean, if anyone's interested in them, just ring me and I'll put them to where it's being played, because generally speaking, if I can get a person playing within their own area, it's better.
It suits them, yeah.
You know.
Listen, Paul, thanks for taking my call this afternoon.
That's great, Ray. Thanks very much.
All the best. Much obliged. Bye, 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 bye.
Ray Foley.
Now that suits me. I wouldn't go for a walk, but I might go for a walk and a football walk. Want to give it a go? Try out Paul. Walking Football Dublin. You can find him on Facebook. You can make contact with him there. And stick around. Playing Dermot Kennedy in a couple of minutes. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Furious this morning, fans. Slam show for beginning countdown to Christmas.
Uh-oh.
This is Phil and Holly on This Morning. And they've already got a Christmas tree up. Are they joking? No, that can't be from this morning, is it? This morning, viewers were up in arms as Holly and Phil began counting down to Christmas just 2 days after Halloween. The presenting duo officially began looking ahead to the next festive season. I know exactly how they feel.
You do, yeah, don't you?
I went through it yesterday.
Yeah, you had your fingers burnt and all, didn't you?
Well, actually, who was it? Was it Maria?
Maraid
yesterday. We were doing our Wild Lights giveaway. This is Wild Lights. Which is, hang on, I've got blurb.
You've got the details.
Wild Lights at Dublin Zoo. It's back this winter, offering visitors an immersive nighttime experience with an exciting new theme, the magic of life. Over 1,000 giant colourful lanterns will be shining a light on biodiversity. Visitors will have the chance to learn about the magic of life and what they can do to help the planet. Wild Lights. It's running from now until the 9th of January 2023. Tickets are on sale at dublinzoo.ie and we've got tickets to give away. We've also got an overnight family stay at the newly revamped Croke Park Hotel with breakfast and dinner, with its convenient location just minutes from the city centre. The Croke Park Hotel is an excellent choice for anyone exploring Dublin City this winter. It's the perfect base for a family stay. I'm telling you, it's the perfect base.
He is insistent on that.
Terms and conditions apply. So we called Mairead yesterday. This wasn't even in our intended giveaway. This wasn't even our intended plan.
No, we were going to do a quiz.
So we rang Mairead, and for the day that was in it, the 1st of November, Halloween out of the way, starting the festive season, rang Mairead yesterday.
Hello?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, it's too early.
Gotta lose you, Mairead. Sorry. Bye-bye. Have we got another number?
We do have another number.
Another number.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mairead.
You are not taking any prisoners. It's incredible.
Now,
that was ruthless.
If you're not going to play ball, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Mairead wasn't having a bar of the festive spirit yesterday, so therefore I was shutting her down. Then, the powers that be got involved. I don't refer to John, our line manager.
Not John.
I don't refer to Seamus, the big boss.
Not him either.
I don't even mean Simon, the chief executive of the group.
The big, big boss.
We've got a lot of bosses, don't we?
Yeah.
A lot of chiefs.
We're very low down when you think about it, aren't we?
Lot of chiefs. No, it was my wife.
Oh, no.
She said, you are horrible to that lady.
Oh, no.
And you shouldn't have cut her off.
It's the other thing about Kate, she's lovely. You know, she's
Kate
like
is a lovely
young
person. That's yeah. My wife, yesterday when I got home, I got read the riot act.
Both barrels.
For hanging up on Mairead. So, I'm prepared to roll back on my previously intransigent festive position.
Yeah, you had a red line.
And I'm prepared to give Mairead another crack at it. However, if she doesn't do it today, she's gone. We're wiping her number from the system.
Last Chance Saloon, is it?
Mairead is officially in the festive Last Chance Saloon. Have you still got her number? You go dig out her number.
I'll find her number from yesterday.
You go dig it out from yesterday. Look it up on the redial. What's the...
We got a database. I'll find it.
What's the thing? What's the thing on the phone?
Previous numbers. Your most recent calls.
Recent calls.
Yeah. Whew, I'll tell you what.
Oh, it's a sticky one today. D-Light.
You're going to dance.
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 And have some fun.
And have some fun. Mairead, you better be on standby, babes. We got a price for you here.
Dig.
Dig. D-Light Groove is in the heart. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley for your Wednesday afternoon. That's me, JP.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hiya.
Serious stuff now. Serious stuff now.
It's on.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Four Maldivers, three French hens, two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Happy Christmas, Ray!
Oh, happy Christmas, Ray JP.
Oh my God, I was in such trouble yesterday, Mairead.
Good.
When I got home, I was like, what's wrong with you?
She's good.
I said, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? What should I do? She said, I heard you on the radio today. I thought I'd said something about my wife. I thought I'd said something about her.
Oh.
She's like, what did I do? She said, what did I do? What did I do?
What did I say? What did I do?
This is the sisterhood sticking up for one another.
She said you're
horrible. You see, that's it, the sisterhood.
That girl that you hung up on because she didn't do Happy Christmas with you. For God's sake, it's 2 months to Christmas. You hung up on you didn't give her tickets to the White Lights. I said, come on, she didn't sing along. She knew what she had to do, she wouldn't do it. She said, no, I'm not talking to you now. And that was
it. Oh, no.
I didn't even... Is there any wonder I lost £5 yesterday? I didn't get any dinner.
You were nervous.
Didn't get any dinner. Didn't get fed.
Not fed.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Foley.
There she is. Oh, she hates being called Mrs. Foley.
Okay, like that either.
How are you? Where are you, Mairead?
I'm Galway.
All right. And have you been to the Wild Lights in Dublin Zoo before?
Never.
They're absolutely incredible. It's amazing. Genuine. What they do is they set up the... You don't see the animals, but they've set up the whole zoo at night so you can walk around, and they've got these lights and this sort of statues and stuff all
they're
lit up.
It's like sculptures that are lit up from the inside, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. An amazing experience. Enjoy that. We've got tickets for a family pass for 2 adults and 2 kids, and we've also got an overnight family stay at the newly revamped Croke Park Hotel. Breakfast and dinner terms and conditions apply. That's all for you as well, Mairead. Listen, thank you so much. You're welcome so much. Thanks for being such a good sport. Will you just tell my wife I'm forgiven, and then we can move on with our lives?
Definitely forgiven.
Well, that's it. Then.
Oh,
Ray. Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Mairead. And happy Christmas. All right, friends, stick around. We'll play some Lady Gaga in a couple of minutes for you.
Hey, I was born this way.
Hey,
I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Hey. Oh, that stops very cold, doesn't it? That's disappointing.
Sudden ending there.
Talking about Today FM, talking about the wild lights at Dublin Zoo. I said they were like light statues.
Hence the name lights.
Aoife is over there.
Right. They're called lanterns.
What? They're called what?
Right. They're called lanterns.
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 They're called lanterns.
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 They're not like
what?
Little statues lit up. They're called lanterns, and they are amazing.
You can take your...
Lanterns.
I was thinking more... light sculptures of light.
Ray Foley.
There are also lanterns there, or lanterns. But more sculptures of light. Whatever you want to call it. You said tomato, I said tomato, we call the whole thing off. Stick around, we'll play some Ava Max and Lewis Capaldi coming up.
Air to death.
Lewis Capaldi, forget me. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good day. Good day. Sir, good day. It's Ray Foley in and on. And JP, have you been watching the Winx saga? Winx with an I.
Excuse me? The Winx saga.
The Winx saga.
Right, who's involved here?
This is
Josh Wink. The dance artiste.
No, love, no.
Oh.
This is the Winx saga, a Netflix drama on the Netflix service. Fate the Winx saga has been cancelled after 2 seasons. Apparently fans are very upset about this. A pretty diehard fan base. The hit Netflix show told the story of 5 fairies attending Alfea, a magical boarding school in the other world. This sounds very Harry Potterish,
doesn't it?
While learning to master their magical powers, the friends also navigate love, rivalries, and of course monsters, as you do. It was also filmed in Ireland.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was. I think it was in Wicklow, wasn't it, filmed? Showrunner Brian Young broke the cancellation news to fans via Instagram, saying, "This is not fun news to share, but Netflix has decided not to move forward with season 3 of Fate the Winx Saga.
Fate the Winx Saga.
The Winx. You're watching Netflix tomorrow.
I'm watching Midnight Club.
I finished it. We finished it last week, The Midnight Club.
I'm only about 4 or 5 episodes in.
Mike Flanagan is the guy behind The Midnight Club. He's the showrunner, the guy that created it. And he's done the
House of Horror Story? Is that him?
Oh, I don't know. Is that not Kelly, the other fella? No, Mike Kelly or Martin Kelly or something like that.
Simon Ryan. Ryan Murphy.
Right, maybe.
Could be. Jesus Christ.
Anyway... Flanagan has done on Netflix. He's done the Haunting of Hill House and all of those ones. Oh, the Midnight Mass he did, and he's done the Midnight Club now as well. And all those previous series are all self-contained. They're all, it all happens across the series and then it ends.
All right, there's a beginning, middle and end. Right?
There was a disappointing end to the...
Don't be telling me that.
I'm not ruining it for you, but it's just like, is that it? So if you think it's going to be all wrapped up in a neat little bow by the end of it, I have a feeling they're going for a second series of it. See, you might be wasting your time going for it.
Some finality.
Can I recommend? I spent the entire weekend watching this, and I thought this was a whole... there's the Andor on Disney Plus. Now, I'm not particularly into Star Wars. It's a Star Wars spin-off TV show.
I'm only hearing good things about this.
It's your man, Cassian Andor, who was one of the main guys in the Rogue One movie. It's very good. Now, the first couple of episodes are meh, and I'm not into Star Wars, and I was waiting for them to win me over, but it gets very good. So I watched it all, and again, it got to the end of the series, and I was like, is that it? Oh, that didn't go anywhere. What's I supposed to have to wait for the next series? Turns out there's 5 more episodes of it left. You fool! Andor on Disney Plus. On the subject of the walking football. Walking football. Paul Comiskey was on telling us about walking football earlier. And this is football. You can play games of football, but it's no contact, and it's just kicking the ball and engaging in the full game.
It's for all ages, but generally it's aimed at 50s and over.
Over 50s, yeah. My mum goes to walking football. She's 84. It's great for the older ones, from Tracy. The older ones. Cheers, Tracy. Ira and JP, Loch Navani GAA in Westmeath have walking Gaelic football every Sunday morning at 12 noon. Such a laugh, and can get quite competitive too. See, this is what I was wondering about the whole thing. It's like, whatever about the polite among us, what about those with the killer instinct?
See, I used to be a bit dirty in five-a-side, so I'd miss that now.
How would you slow them down? It's targeted at older men, but also a great way for dads and their sons to play together. And some women like myself play too. Points only, solo and hop, just like normal GAA. We're always looking for new players, from Carol. So that's at Loch Navani GAA in Westmeath. Carol, thanks for the text. Hi, Ray. Shout out to my best pal, Alice, who just heard that she got first-class honours in her degree today.
Fancy.
Big show-off. I've no idea what exactly she was studying, but she got first class honours, and she deserves to be celebrated. From Annie, congratulations, Alice. And Rain JP, listening from sunny, hot Playa Blanca in Lanzarote.
Lanzarote.
No session round here.
This is the house that funk built.
She says, love the show. Hey, from Allison. Allison, thanks for the text. And wish my sister Martine a happy, a fab 45th birthday. Martine's birthday today. Big 4-5 today. Josie, Mark, Ava, Callum and Tony. Thanks a million. Love the show. I need a little more volume, know what I'm saying. My Web and Ghost of You. This is Today FM. Appropriate enough for Halloween, actually, Ghost of You from Mimi Webb.
Yeah, fits.
But now it's not very festive, given that it's Christmas now. Mimi, you're going to need to come up with something more cheery, more Christmassy. Ray, I need closure on series. Don't Leave Me Hanging from Brian. Brian, I'm the very same, although Dragons ended last week. A House of the Dragon, and dying to find out what happens in the next series. Like that as well, with the Wings saga being cancelled, we don't know how it ends. And there'll be fairies, they'll be grand. They're
fairies don't die,
magic, and they'll look. Don't worry about the fairies. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh, yeah,
this is it. Once again, we were expecting a final series and we were cut off. We didn't get to do Roscommon People, where we talked to Ireland's foremost pulp tribute act. They're based out of Strokestown. They call themselves Roscommon People.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Ronan Heating, where former Boyzone frontman Ronan Keating gives us his home heating solutions. He says use storage heaters at off-peak hours.
Dude, that's sensible.
That's a smart option there, Ronan. And we didn't get to do Dr. Dreyans, where rapping legend Dr. Dre tells us he's moving into the drain unblocking business in Dr. Dreyans. This show tomorrow. We're out from 2. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely
Ray Foley.
Yeah, have a lovely evening. Matt's next.